Hello, I'm Dr. Sandra Fryhofer. Welcome to Medicine Matters. The topic, anti-inflammatory drugs and heart disease risk. A new study in the medical journal Circulation, Cardiovascular Quality and Outcomes. Here's why it matters. It may change what you tell your patients. No one really thinks much about popping an anti-inflammatory, even for minor complaints. They should. This new study finds that certain pain relievers can increase cardiovascular risk, even in healthy people. This 9-year study out of Denmark is based on detailed registry data of more than 1 million NSAID users. The average age was 39. Researchers looked at several different types of anti-inflammatories and found the type of NSAID used matters. The results may surprise you. Ibuprofen was linked to a 29% greater risk of non-fatal or fatal stroke. Rofecoxib, a 66% increased risk of cardiovascular death. And for diclofenac, the risk was even greater, a 91% increased risk of cardiovascular death. Remember that diclofenac has high COX-2 inhibition selectivity. And the greater the dose, the greater the risk. For patients on high doses of diclofenac, that's doses of 100 milligrams or more each day, heart attack risk was doubled. And on high dose rofecoxib, heart attack risk was increased threefold. Remember, the high rate of heart attack and stroke is why it was taken off the U.S. market back in 2004. For celecoxib, the findings were inconclusive. The number of events was too small, but available data did seem to show a trend for increased cardiovascular risk. On the other hand, there was another commonly used NSAID that was not associated with any increased cardiac risk, naproxen. That's why these researchers say naproxen is the safest choice for your heart. These findings are consistent with the American Heart Association's 2007 scientific statement on NSAID use. For Medicine Matters, I'm Dr. Sandra Fryhofer.